Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So let's talk about an immune-boosting strategy for living longer. We're going to reverse what is called immunosenesis, and I'll get to that in a moment. You know, most of my career as a natural medicine doctor is really focusing on helping people be healthy right now, prevent disease. But there's nothing wrong with trying to add some good years to that as well. And so, you know, working with life extension, you know, I'm able to see a lot of the current research into living longer. But I agree with you. I think it's about living healthier longer. I mean, I think that's an important point. You know, conventional drugs today, conventional approach, conventional medicine, what we call allopathic medicine, has increased, you know, longevity. You know, people are living longer. Now, there's other reasons for that. You know, cleaner water, running water, cleaner cities. But the chemical prescriptions have played a role. I mean, antibiotics, for instance. So, conventional medicine is helping us live longer, but it's going to be depressing, but go to a general practitioner office today, or a family doctor office, or an internal medicine doctor office today, and just kind of look around the waiting room. What you see, yes, you see older people living longer, but God, they don't look good. So conventional medicine maybe it's played a role in helping us live longer, but I don't necessarily think it's healthier. So, you know, really the focus here is, and it's my focus. It's not just about adding years, but healthy years. I mean, what's the point of living two or three more years and you can't move? You know, you're stuck in a wheelchair. I mean, maybe some people think that's fine. Personally, not me. That's not for me. I like to talk about and discuss and educate on things that you can do now that will add years to your life, but good years. Years that you can now maybe take a second trip out to Europe, or a third trip, or maybe go to China or someplace you've never been before. That's what I'm talking about. And in order to do that, we need to talk more about the immune system. You know, we talk a lot about antioxidants, which is important. We talk a lot about hormones. In living longer, healthier longer. That's important too. We talk about DNA, your genetics, the anti-aging genes, the sirtuins. I've talked about that several times on there, and that's all important. But if you don't strengthen your immune system and do things to help it function at an optimal peak level throughout your life, a lot of those other things you're doing just aren't going to have as much of an impact as they could. So I know that I want to talk more about the immune system, and I'm going to try to make it sexy and fun as best I can, but it's hard because it's the immune system. Well, there's this concept called immunosenesis. All that means is an old, dying immune system. The word senesis just means death, basically. So immunosenesis, it's just an old, dysfunctional, you know, lackluster, not very sexy immune system. And it's one of the reasons that we eventually pass, you know, but we eventually die is because our immune system's not strong. And what we have found is that there's four components, or I should say four things that happen to an immune system as it gets older, immunosenesis, okay? And what we need to do is we need to reverse those four things. And there are some ways to do that. I'm going to share that with you. The four things that happen in immunosenesis, an old, aging, dying immune system. Number one is you lose a group of cells called natural killer cells. These are your patrol cells. Natural killer cells are awesome. These are the types of cells you want floating around your blood all the time. They fight cancers that develop quickly. Viruses, bacteria, harmful yeast. I mean, anything that gets into your system that shouldn't be there, they are able to recognize very quickly as foreign, attack it, and get rid of it. So you want a lot of natural killer cells. Well, one of the first things that happens to an old, dying immune system is we lose those cells, the natural killer cells. That's the first thing. So we got to reverse that. The second thing that happens is we lose the production of brand new immune cells. what are called naive cells. These are cells that, you know, are produced, you know, in the bone marrow. Some of them will mature in the bone marrow. Some will mature in what's called the thymus. That's where you get your B cells, your T cells. And when they haven't been exposed to a certain foreign bacteria or something, they're called naive. And as we get older, we just don't make many of these brand new naive immune cells. The bone marrow and the thymus, they just kind of pooter out a little bit. The third thing that happens is we build up old memory cells. Now, having memory in your immune system is very powerful, right? The fact that you can remember, I mean, the whole vaccine industry is based on this concept. The fact that, you know, if I'm attacked by chickenpox virus as a child, my body will develop cells, memory cells that remember chickenpox. So if I get hit again, I have this robust immune response right away. I'm able to take care of it, and I'm not even affected at all by it. It's amazing when you think about it. So we want memory cells, but the problem is some of those memory cells are never used again. And they just sit there decade after decade after decade, and they start causing problems. As a matter of fact, the older the memory cell gets, at some point, it's really not a memory cell anymore. It's not going to respond to chickenpox anymore. That's why sometimes with vaccines, you have to get boosters, right? So the memory cells basically stop being memory cells, but they're still there, and they still have the ability to produce what are called cytokines. These are pro-inflammatory proteins. I think one in particular we have found that old memory cells produces interleukin-6, a very powerful inflammatory marker. So you got these old memory cells that really can't offer you any immune protection anymore, yet they're driving up inflammation, which is the common denominator of all age-related disorders. And then the fourth thing that happens in immunosenesis, an old immune system, is we lose what are called helper cells and we gain what are called suppressor cells. So, you know, your immune system is kind of like a light switch. Sometimes you turn it on, but once the infection is taken care of, you got to turn it off. So you have helper cells that turn on the switch, turn on the light, turn on the immune response, but then you have suppressor cells that help to control it. And then when you need the immune response to go away, it turns it off. And you need a nice balance between helper and suppressor cells. But as we get older, we lose the ability to turn on the immune system. We lose the helper cells, but we gain a bunch of suppressor cells. So as we get older, we have a suppressed immune system. It's compromised. So those are the four components of immunosenesis. Loss of natural killer cells. Now, number one, how can you reverse that? How can you get more natural killer cells? I like reishi mushroom extract that will boost NK cells, natural killer cells. Also, I talked about before, modified rice bran, enzymatically modified rice bran is another great way to boost natural killer cells. So that's one. There's two suggestions right there to reverse the first part of immunosenesis. What about boosting naive cells? You know, having your body make more young immune cells from the bone marrow, the thymus. There's a herb known as the ginseng of the desert called cistanch. C-I-S-T-A-N-C-H-E, cistanch. Taking that in an extract form has been shown to boost those naive, brand new immune cells. So we're going to be able to respond to brand new infections better. What about getting rid of the old memory cells? Well, cistanch will help to get rid of those old memory cells that don't work anymore. Reishi can also play a little bit a part in that as well. So a nice extract of cistanch, the ginseng of the desert with reishi mushroom, you're going to help to boost natural killer cells. You're going to boost brand new cells, and you're going to get rid of old memory cells. So that's very helpful. And then it also turns out that cistanch and reishi can improve that helper to suppressor ratio as well. So reishi, cistanch, awesome for immune protection. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.